Kibbutz and Tzerba never left any money in his house overnight. Our house! Tanzerov? We don't, whenever I get money, whoever comes first, what's back there? I'll have more, I always get more later. This was supposed to be for whatever it's supposed to be. Give! He's waiting. He's here, you're here. There's a reason why you're here. You're getting it. And for him, I'm such a gevir. You don't know what the Eibishter can do. Is he good? Is he unbelievable? Or Bisai? Ah, is he good? You know what? I'm going to tell you, I chop it a little bit. This is Lakewood. You better open that Black Gemara and become serious or else. So, and that's good, by the way. No, that's the best Moses Sefer is buying rubber. So, all kidding aside, someone who leads in learning is a different bria. However, now I want to say ha'ara. But I'm going to say something very, very controversial. I hope I'll be in all the newspapers tomorrow. Yoram Mandel said, I want to thank Torah anytime. And Be'ika, I want to thank Torah anytime. And Yosef Harav, Yosef Yafi. And I want to thank Kol Loshon, Kavish Kochel Protis, and the Rabbeinu Shalom himself for the ability to B'tachem Hat by our own. Thank Reb Zev. Reb Zev. A Kleinekite. Reb Zev. And Kleinekite. There's no Kleinekite around here. Everybody's holy. Everybody's Kulam Ahum, Kulam Rurum. Anyway, it's not a joke. When I tell people I hold you, I would take a bracha from you. I'm speaking to them. I like somebody that doesn't seem like to be ready to be a Rebbe and give a bracha. And I see a certain Shivas over there in the person. I say, I would take a bracha from you. They think I'm out of my mind. And I'm very serious. I'm serious. I'm serious. People don't chop. They don't chop who they are. So coming here, you know what you are in Shemayim? You got to value this stuff. You have to value who you are. It's a hard work. Everyone's kidding around. Okay, you can kid around. Like I tied it to somebody. If somebody told you a vat, now if somebody told you day and night you're a great guy, you'd have said, okay, stop. Stop while the going's good. I know you don't mean it. But I'm telling you, I think you're this, you're that. No. You say that to everybody. Or, you don't really know me. If you would know me, you'd never say I'm a great guy. You'd never say I'm a tzaddik. No, I'm not a tzaddik. I know the truth. You have to be truthful. I'm not. You have to be Allah. You can't fool yourself. Don't do that stuff. That's what they tell you, right? And if you told them a vat, and somehow in the vat leagues a possibility that maybe I meant you should improve yourself. Aha! Now I know what you really think of me. Now I know what you always held, you don't really hold for me. Now when you hear a compliment, you're mavazer to compliments. When you hear a suffic criticism, you're machshavit like the guy, this guy meant it. Oh, I know he doesn't like me. Now I know for sure. Now, and he's talking right. I'm talking messed up. When you hear criticism, I say, look, make up your mind. If either believe everything or believe nothing. But you can't pick this and pick that. And I'm going to tell you, I've said this before. It's nerd and nerd ice. And the gay of a dover is pasaliadis. You're the gay of a dover. You know how to say adis on your enemy. Sinai, what does it say? Sinai is potter from Golis. That's not an Aedis, but you don't trust certain people. You can't be an Aedis. Stop saying it. He's your Achan. He didn't speak to you 3 years. He can't be a witness on you. We don't trust this guy. Sinai can't be it. So, yeah. So, because he's Negev Bedover. You can't say somebody, Minkach Rebbe once had kindness in somebody that he was taking money from something. You take money, so now you're saying Yeshitas. You're getting money from the guy. You can't say Yeshita. You're Negea. A Negea is puzzle. If somebody's on a campaign to destroy himself, and at least 75% of his thoughts are putting himself down. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't. Now I know I'm no good, and I get even worse. You're into that? You become a negev, but don't to put yourself down. You know how to do it. Negev, possibly this. You've got a campaign putting yourself down. You can't do that. It's also your puzzle. We don't trust you. People have a geschmack in putting themselves down. Wherever it comes from, that's the dirt, that's the matzah, your puzzle. And you have to go the extreme opposite and dafka hold your gevaldi. It's hard work. The right of it's a truth is because it's such hard work. We have to work. Self-esteem is a very big job. To hold from yourself. This younger man has called me up. He's suffering. Hungarian younger man from New York. And he's crying on the phone. He has his face. He has Yana Machla on his face. And he's 3 years. And it's excruciating pain. And it shows an ugly mark all over the place. And I told him, you be besimcha, it's disappearing. Called me a week or two later. His son took a look at him. Hey, Pa, 60% is gone. Did you hear that? 60% mit der Rebbe's brucha. He was told by an Adam Gadol that you're mechuyev to do what the doctor says, some more chemo and shmimo, and he got a bracha from me, and 60% is gone within overnight. The only thing is, he asked me a request. He says he wants another bracha, so the rest should go disappear, and then he says, I'd like you to give Yad Baramim Tachtenu, the governor, the Eis Tadon. I'm not into, I don't even know, but they say he's Nishvah the Lamed of Tzadikim. One of the guys, Yesh, I mean, he's one of Haman's Einiklach, one of those guys, whatever they say, make sure he gets it instead of me. That was my last request last night. Make sure you think it's a joke. I once said that. Yad Baram Tachtenu, what happened to me? I was in the hospital, sick like a dog. Things are getting worse. I didn't know what to do. So the kids, I said, Rabbeinu Shalom, Yad Baram Tachtenu. And guess what happened? In walks a Shvatza. As I'm being, I was discharged. Right afterwards, things improved. I'm on the way out. In walks a dark guy, you know, coming in screaming with blood all over the place. I've been cut up. So I don't know what happened. I didn't do nothing. He comes into the emergency room. As I'm being wheeled out, he comes in and he says, Yad Baramim Tachtenu. That was Tutach. Some people do that. I don't know. I did it once. I was just going to Rebbe does it. Yad Baramim Tachtenu. Anyway. So you're desperate, I don't know. But I pick someone. Maybe she'll pick the person who deserves it. Someone who deserves it. I want to tell you something. My shvei, when he had his disc problem, he said, "Oh, you galat, you see him. Afal goyim gezukt. Afal goyim." He was a molegayin. He went through the Holocaust. When he said "alga." He said, Shvach HaMoscha, he used to cry. He said, I think B'Shem is Rebbe. Ein of us kenish nemen, ein of fundi chever on schnad nav shtike, hot nish ken yiddish ahatz. Yeah, what's going on? But I don't want to talk too much. I have an Arab friend. What's his name again? What's the Arab friend he wrote you a letter? What? What's his name? F? Effie Ty likes me. There's an Arab guy. His mother's a Christian Arab, and his father's a Muslim Arab. Something like that, or the opposite. And he's out of the sugya. He doesn't like religion. because the only religion he knows is you blow me up, I'll blow you up, we'll start blowing up the place. And Machen Freilach. So, you know, things are boring. There's some action, get into the papers, you know, you want to liven up your life. Let's blow some up a little bit. And so he doesn't like that stuff. And he likes my stuff because I have a mahalach of everybody loving each other and it's happy, it's a good world. And he says, it's not what he says so much, it's the humor that he puts into it. They know me all over. Now I'm really famous. I wasn't famous enough. Now they know me all over the place. Now, Pesach is coming. Rabbi say, you have no idea. The Chavis of Tamidim. He was a Chassidish Rebbe who, when the Nazis killed him in the Holocaust, and he was a Tzadik Yisayid Oilam, one of the giants of pre-war Europe, a big machanach, wrote a Sefer Chaimas HaTamidim and HaShoros HaAvreichim. Then he wrote the Sichas that he wrote in the middle of the Holocaust. Such a, he's a reed, what he writes. I heard in his shtibel, they used to sing 6 hours straight, Basmada Rabba. I could hear it. I mean, whatever. He was Bayridik. Anyway. So, when he talks about Yemeya Pesach, how wild you should be getting. Pesach is coming up. Night of the noise! The Biskarab never danced. Except Leil Pesach. That's what I heard. Am I right? After the Seder, he danced with his sons. He didn't dance. He didn't want to dance. How can you not? You go with sugar with Simcha, the Eibishter. Ah, the Leil Seder is just Ganeid Natachten. The Leil Seder of Baisai. But remember, the best Seder in the world is the Seder when you're all prepared and you learned a lot of Musa and you get the best matzahs. And then in walks your Shviga and opens up a big mouth and embarrasses you and your wife. And why do I always pick on the Shvigas? Because my Shviga, Allah Shalom, was just the opposite of all those Shvigas I'm always talking about. She was a tzaddiki. She couldn't hurt a fly. She was no one like her. She should have a lichti gan eden. My Shviga, Toba Bas Bela. She, the Nazis could not get her to eat a piece of treif of flesh. Even though the Rav said, "Mamayk zug the meidlach, as the meigen the megan essen, daf essen, daf essen." You have to save your life. You're allowed to eat treif. She couldn't do it. No. What a pure. You know, she was a parent that had no kids for many, many years. So one Purim, they went to work, and then they had her. She was a Purim baby. She told me. I said, "So you a Purim baby?" Yes. She was a Hungarian woman. Ah. Such a wonderful person. Anyway, I believe in respecting Shvers and Shvigas because my wife is, I owe my wife, you know. Unfortunately, I wasn't Zeicher. Like many Navardigas are looking high and low, get me a witch. So I wasn't Zeicher to that stuff. But what can you do now? But you can't have everything in this world. The Vardigas would love to have a wife who embarrasses them in public. Get on, lady. I need a tikkun. I was here in the last Gilgal and I messed up. That's right, I'm here again. And hopefully, if I get enough, you know what reminds me of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik was the Rav of Posen. He was a son-in-law of the Nedib Yehuda. His wife used to be Mavazahim Barabin. She was the real witch. She used to say when people came in to see him, say, "You think my husband's such a tzaddik? I know him better. What he does when nobody's looking, forget it. My husband is." She used to do that in public all the time. They hated her. They hated her like poison. He and him they loved. He was a tzaddik. They called him Yosef HaTzadik. There's a guy in it. They quote him, I think, Grace Yidin put him. I think Nadav Yid himself held a belt from him. He was a Rav of Posen. Well, when he was Nifter, everybody cried. And they said, Nebuchadnezzar, he had such a hard life with that nasty wife over there. Suddenly the nasty wife wants to get to the microphone or whatever. She wants to make a speech. And they go, oh, what should we do? So here she goes again. You know, we're going to hear some more. She has to, you know, if she didn't tell him off enough, now she'll give some more. The Langen. But he's God. That shall really let him have, disclose the truth about what a Meshuggah she Nebuch married, and he was crazy. Why do you respect him? I've told you he's nobody. She gets up and she says, Rabbi Sai, I know you all hate me. I don't know if that's what she said, but it sounds good. She said, but she's something like that. She could have said that for sure, according to the way the story goes. She said, I know you're all calling me a witch, and you never fell in with me. Well, I got news to tell you. As soon as we got married, he calls me aside, and he says, my dear wife, do me a favor and act like a witch in public. Be mavazimi. Did you hear that one? Because I have too much guy, but whatever. So anybody has... get some bazianis once in a while. Think of him. Make it easier. Think of him. He lived his whole life like that. He loved it. Bazianis, isn't that delicious? A little bazianis. Ah. Good old bazianis. Ah. You know, Rebbe Bacher once said, years back, the more bazianis he got, the happier he was. He said, now I don't feel him in that madrig. He was talking, whatever. When there is a maisa with him, Chazal say, "Birtzoyis Hashem daki yish, gam oivav yashlim itay." When Hashem likes you, even your enemies will like you. So there's a girsa that says, "Gam ishta yashlim itay." You behave yourself, then even your wife will go along with you. So he once got up in front of everybody. Don't ask me these devarias. He was a malach likim of David Blacha. Forget it. There's a picture of him. That smile, he was the biggest. Reb Gershon told me he was not shy, David Blacher. He was Rosh Yeshiva of Mizrich. He got up in front of everybody, telling me, Musa, besides Hashem Darkayish, Gam Ishta Yashem Itai. If I behave myself, then my wife will also be my friend. Wow, what are you doing? You know, he got married. He said, I'm taking the next girl. I'm marrying the next girl, whoever it is. So one pushes the balabas, who had his head on straight, overheard. He's marrying the next girl. Okay, here goes. Who's the Mr. Nobody? Your David Blasa could have gotten anybody. The whole Europe. He was a Slobodka Talmud. He was a Chavrusa, but Avram Grudzinski. You know what that means? Avram Grudzinski was a star of Gans Klal Yisrael. He was the Yerush of the Altman Slobodka himself. Avraham Grudzinski took over together with Isaac Sher. He was Rabbi Victor Miller's Rebbe. What are you talking about? Avraham Grudzinski is nothing like him. Rav Olbers Sher, by the way. Avraham Grudzinski, The Dovah Blacher was his chavrusa. And he loved him. He had a lot from him. You take a look at Rav Dovah Blacher for 2 years. He wasn't sure. Slobodka Novartik, Slobodka Novartik, Slobodka Novartik. I'm still in that. Slobodka Novartik. In the end, he settled for Novartik.
You heard that all the time.
Yeah. Listen, it's good to have a stempel. It's better with a stempel. Anyway, so he for 2 years he wasn't sure. He ended up with Novartik. And oh. We got to marry the next girl. Next girl I'm marrying. You know, his Rebbe got married. How did the Alter for the Vada get married? He was an Alman. And he was in Beis Abdidus. And the Beis Abdidus is right next to a certain Reb Shlema, Shaina Balabas, a fine Yid, who supported him. He helped him. He had two holes over there, one for Melchus, one for Fleishiks. And they used to ring a bell and write down, I want this, I don't want that. But he, no contact with people. The plan was 7 years or 9 years. Let's say nine, it sounds better. 9 years, he's never going to see a soul. He's alone, he's going to learn, he lived in learning. He was a green oilam in learning. Brisk, he was in. Of all the altars, they were all going to know something about it. But he was known, and he was, in fact, he wanted to go brisk. He wanted to go brisk. He saw a lot to stop him. No, 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 you're coming to Musa. And Reb Shaul, you know, saying, no, it's Rebbe Shaul. Your Baron said about Rebbe Shaul Salanta. He said, "The Anachia Gedol Yisrael in his dar." And he was connected because he was the giant of giants. Rebbe Shaul Salanta, there's nobody like him. Anyway, Malach Hashem Tzvok used to shake when he talked about Rebbe Shaul Salanta. Rebbe Shaul Salanta. Anyway, so the Alta. How did he get married? The kids are the second. So he was an almond, and he was going to sit there alone. That was it. And suddenly he hears some music in the house. Somebody's tumbling, and there's a whole commotion going on. So he figures something's wrong. So he stepped out, and he knocks on the door. And there's Reb Shlomo. His eyes are red, and his wife is screaming, and the whole house is turning over. What happened? The daughter was an older girl. Nobody wants her. And she finally got a shidduch. Poshet the bocha, or mabocha. The story goes, a shvacha maisa. You know, she couldn't get anybody. Nobody wanted her. So they got him, and they were about to get married. And they kessel yosser, being Roshani Yom Kippur, broke the shidduch, broke the engagement. And so now she's never going to get married. She couldn't do a shidduch before either. Now she's really finished. Because they're breaking a broken engagement. No one will look at her. No one, she's feisty. She wasn't from the big catch. You know, wasn't the girl that anybody was interested in the first place. So the elder says, "What's the problem? I'll marry her." You have to understand, the elder for Navardig was offered the altar from Kelm's daughter. You know who she was? The Chamaliba. There's a picture of her. It's a Malach Hashem Tzvokis. She's, her face is beaming. She was, Chamaliba. And Alta von Kelm said he never saw a person change around as old. Here's the Chamaliba. What she was. Reb Chatzkel came, Chatzkel Levenstein came to Kelm. So he saw the Chamaliba. She, and Reb Tviyash Breuder. Look at his picture. These people, Kelm, you got to shake when you say the word Kelm. Kelm was like, so Tziyash brother and his wife took one look at Reb Chatzkel. One of them said, "I see in your face your mother's tzaddik is gemurah." The other one said, "I see on your face you never looked at a choildika book." And Reb Chatzkel told it over and he said, "They're both right." These people, forget it. They were beyond. He had excruciating pain, Ritzia's brother. He had terrible headaches. Shrekel her pain. But when someone came to visit him, and he used to wrap himself around with something and stand like this, and he'd go meshuggah. But someone came to visit him, he took it off, and he smiled like he's in Gan Eden, to be mechabed, a guest. And when the little kids were playing, and it banged, and it killed his, because he had some unusually difficult headaches, He says, "No, let them play." And it was killing him. He didn't care. Kids are having fun. I want them to have fun. But Malachim Kelm. And she, when she had that operation, they said, "Lady, this operation, it's impossible for a human being to withstand the pain involved. We're going to have to put you out." She said, "Is it possible that in the middle of the operation I might be the end of my life?" He said, "Yes. No painkillers for me. I want to be up before I leave this world." No, a malach, a woman. That's the Alvin Kelm's daughter. She tells the father. She was red. Was it her? Nachamaliba. Was red to the Alvin Kelm. He could have had her. Didn't want her. Whatever reason. The official reason is what?
Too much COVID.
I'm boss. She has a whole derech. In my house, I'm boss. Whatever the fuck was over there. but he didn't want to. They wanted him. The Alter von Kelm was a, he was the one, Alter von Navardik was number one in God's Europe. He was admired or respected. Brisk loved him in learning what he was, a malach. He was, he had his things, but it didn't matter. They all respected him. He was amazing. And he could have gotten a shidduch shenemal with anybody and everybody. There's a girl who has Ruach HaKadosh. That's who they read him. So now he's in this. So when the Shlomo is in trouble with his daughter that nobody wants to look at, he says, I'll marry her. No problem. That's the Vadik. I'll marry her. And Shlomo looks at him, you serious? What's the problem? I don't believe it. No, marry her. What are you doing? You ever see her? You have to look at her too? Oh, that's right. It's Gemara. You have to look. Yeah, you have to look. Oh, we'll be answered with that. The famous Vajra, Chassidus Rebbe. He never saw his collar until the chuppah. He insisted, I'm not going to the chuppah. Why not? I want to be Mekayim the Chazal. It wasn't Lamaisa. It was just, it's a Chazal? Okay. Sure. Okay. Now we can get married. It wasn't. By the gay, which he looks like an Ayah Maisa. You should know. You should know. Us Americana. I'm not telling anybody to do that. But these people lived with the truth. It's so much baloney in what she looks like. It's baloney, but don't you dare. I know somebody. A godel be a stroll. A shach called him a godel. He told me, a godel be a stroll. I mean, a young godel, not from the, someone in very big, a reese. And he told me that he would not marry to a girl who didn't look good. He didn't like her looks. And he went to the Rosh Kabahag. I'm not going to say who the Rosh Kabahag was. The Rosh Kabahag says, you crazy? What's looks? That's baloney. And he told me, I didn't listen. He was a gobble, this person. I didn't listen. God would know you, which door, which person, you know. You don't tell everybody. You want everybody coming to Vardy now? Easy, easy. Let's go slow. Not so fast. But anyway, but Alpha became. The real, real truth is there's so much baloney. They're just like covetous baloney. People, they think, whatever. Anyway, so he said, I'm marrying her. So Shlomo says, I don't believe this. You got a problem? Here's a tzkias kaf. And you know the pressure he got after that? Rabbi Yitzchak Pettenberg, all the Gedolim, the Maskilim were on his case. He went, and a young girl, they had what to say about him. And he locked the chuppah in the ganze Welt, and he married her. And I knew somebody who knew her, and he said she was a nice lady. Odd cut. Both, I think, a mixture. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that. The first one, for sure, you had the kids. There's some probably, I don't know. But anyway, so David Blacha, with a Rebbe like that, said, first guy of Sheriff they read, I'm taking it. I go like my Rebbe. You know, the Vardy is not into this stuff. And he went ahead, and some Chevraman got his daughter to be the next one that they read. The next thing they read, and he married her. But then, and he did all right. I don't know any details. He raised a beautiful family. Everything worked out great. And they say she was gewaldig. She was fine. And some very often people become what you are. It's very important. The Rebbe Solanta said, "Venich ben fruma, that's the best." You want to know? You want to get rid of all your problems with your wife? She is your caricature. She really is. If she's nervous, why are you so nervous? She is picked it up from you. Or she's your Gilgal, you know that? You're connected. So don't feel so bad if she's a little, don't feel cheated because you're also a little bit, more than a little bit, whatever she is. Well, it's the same person, just a little, she got a different twist. She gets angry at those things, so you get angry at other things. But you're the same type. So it's a good shit, stay there. You know, about this lady said, a European lady, she was looking for a shit for a kid. So she says, "Ich bin nicht der Beste, ich bin nicht der Beste. I'm not looking for anything special. I'm not special than fine. We're all the same. It's a very healthy attitude. You don't have to be... Anyway. So I just wanted to say over here about Pesach. There was Dovah Blacha talking about him. Dovah Blacha was there at Pesach in the Rizah Gemaisa. Dovah Blacha, there's a lot of Arab Pesach in the Vardiga stories. Where I hold all those stories as a shvach on the wife. I don't know, I don't want to say about the husband. Of course he was a tzaddik too. But the ikir shvach is the wife, that she had to live with such a guy who had betochen, and what am I going to feed my kids? There's a lot of stories. There's a Kutzka story like that. And there's Navardi, there's a Chayzer Rublin story. Erev Pesach, they're all tight and he's relaxed. You know, from all kinds, that seems to be. Well, some ladies complain. How come the lady's always the bad guy who's doesn't have betochen? But sometimes it's the other way around. I knew a Yid from Europe. He was a super happy person. He was very, very, his name is Mr. Gelb. He lived there in Lakewood. He's sweet like sugar. Always happy. That was his Matthias. And I says, is that the way you are? Even when he went through the Nazis, when somebody is very, very happy and very positive, he has a different, the Ibishter treats him different. I personally only believe in people who had to work at it. Even if they're not there, they're much bigger than the guy who is there. They're working at it. Just work. You're learning Musa, Shabbat Tachan, you're plenty good. But he was by nature very, he told me himself. And the Eibishter treated him accordingly. You know what he said? He spent a year and a half in a concentration camp. Punkt where he was. He had these 40-year-old, not Hitler youth, ever. They were older people. Older Germans who were not as indoctrinated, as crazy, and as anti-Semitic as the young guys. And Punkt, that he was in a small concentration camp, where Punkt, they decided we're going to be nice. And they didn't want the Jews to work. You ever hear such a thing? Mr. Gelb told us to me. So they carried these quarries, big giant rocks, and schlep them and avoid this parrot until they fall dead from exhaustion. That's what they did all over. And his place, they told him like this, look, we'll make it look like you're having a whole this. We'll make a whole shtick. We'll put straw in the middle or something. It should look like you're carrying heavy stones just in case anyone's taking pictures. Whatever, we got to watch ourselves, be protected. And we'll make believe you're working hard. You don't have to do, you go up once or twice during the day. Sit there on top of the hill. We'll get your sandwiches. Relax. Look at the birds. We'll give you to eat. This, he went through a year and a half of Gan Eden in the middle of a Holocaust. How did that happen? So I said, shot. Mr. Gelb was a Yid that was so oozing with Simcha. His whole Matzias was the Abish that treated him differently. So I said, but things happen in your family and your, you know, you have to be concerned with your kids, with your parnasa. So you know what he told me? Mom throws me a mitzvah with these achim. My wife, she's mitzvah me with that. You worry for me. You're supposed to worry, right? Okay, you'll do that stuff for me. That's the way he lived his life. He was a zisa. He was here in Lakewood. Anyway, so the story with Reb David Blacha. It was Erev Pesach. Now, they used to come back from after 4 weeks being alone in the base Habdidus. And they used to go to the mountains. I was there once in Alsace. It's a place in Germany, France, that area where the Yidden used to live there. I think near the Rhine River, where the Yiddish way back. But anyway, it was a winter resort. And you sit there for 4 weeks. They take you apart. They put you out on the table. Okay. Rosh Chabad, give me all the, everybody writes down what they think of you. You write it down, you put it in a thing, and then you read it. And then the Rosh Chabad reads it. This man is fooling himself. He thinks he knows how to learn. He doesn't. Whatever, they let him have it. And next letter, this guy doesn't do a favor in a million years. He's such a miser. Next! And he reads one after another what everybody really, really thinks about him. Would you like that? Anybody interested? They called it a ladle. A ladle, you know, in the matzahs. They put a ladle that flattens it out until zoom. You want to be the old Nabatic or my malach? You want the old school? That's what they did. You want to really be Nabatic? Let's get to work. Anyway, I know Rabbi Shua Shvatz, Rabbi's brother, told me that the first time he got one of those, he started crying. And Rabbi Yeshin said, for those tears, you get Olam Haba. Rav Nekrit said, Achen Vey, to somebody who never went through that. He doesn't know who he is. He's got to live his whole life in La La Land, not copying who he is. But why don't I recommend it? For one simple reason. They had a prescription how to take care of it. That's the bottom. When you have a way out of it, it's a total different world. And you're asking for it, a different story. And besides, they sugarcoat it a little bit. And they, I remember once a friend of mine was going through one of these things, and they said about him something very nasty. So the Rosh Avad didn't want to hurt him too much. See, he takes it, he says it, he's a smart man, the Rosh Avad. He says it, said it quickly, he says, no, that can't be true. No. He told me it was true. But it was true. He did something that wasn't so. Hey, he killed you. So anyway, I would do that to tell everybody's mindless. We're different people. Come to Chaim. What? I'm speaking Sunday and Wednesday, Be'ezer Hashem. And I give a happy Passover to all the holy rabbis. Happy Passover, everybody. Should have the best place you ever had. We should bring the Gula Shleva. Ask for whatever you want on Pesach. Expect Nisim. They're going to happen. More Nisim. Say it. Just say it. Everyone's talking about Corona all day. I want to tell you that the Corona business, if you keep talking about being sick sooner or later, I witnessed this in my life more than once. The guy in back of my car who was talking about getting tickets. I didn't get a ticket in 10 or 15 years until I had a guy in back of my car all the way to the Hasidim, which was an hour, and it was a Muncie. He was talking about getting tickets and tickets and tickets and tickets and tickets and tickets. On the way back, I got a ticket for $500, no ticket. Then I had a guy who was at my house. All he talked about all day was, he was a JDL, Nick, if you heard of them. All he talked about is getting into fights with Goyim, getting into fights. I'll beat them up. I'll get them back. They, who do they think a Jew is? A Jew's tough. A Jew will put him in his place. I'll take care of whatever. He was a cool guy and a young guy. As a Jewish Defense League was called. And it's all he talked about all Friday night. Shabbos morning, I wasn't at the yeshiva. And the whole lake was talking about Mandel's guest. What happened with Mandel's guest? There was a shagut with a cop with a gun. And the cop was shaking because he had to put the gun in the back of the shaker that started up with him. I'm living in Lakewood forever. It never happened to me. Mandel's guest, there's a whole thing because all you talk about all day is the cops get him and get him. I had another mice. I was once in a yeshiva somewhere in Yehupitz, and the same mice. Nobody had trouble except for one bacha. All he talked about was fighting with the guy. Before you turned around, the cops were there. There was a whole scene, a whole mice, and the whole... And he was always getting into trouble. And they were always starting up with him. What?
Hashem loves whatever he wants.
He gets whatever he wants. That's right to the bottom. You talk all day about Nisim, you'll get him. Me, the time of Meruba. Talk about Nisim. Talk about more. Nisim, this happened, that happened. No negatives. Get away from that garbage. Talk about Nisim all day. Nisim, sometimes you mean it, sometimes you don't. Sometimes it's true, sometimes you'd like it to be true. Talk Nisim. The name of the Chaydash is Nisim. You talk about it, watch it come true. I'm already Matias people. I just had a... What happened? Are these Mifes and Mifes? I don't even... You know how many... Someone just reminded me, and this I'll tell you a story. It's not mine, but it's Meredik. And your man comes over to me. I daven in Coventry over there. I speak over there. Comes over to me and he says his family. And that is a great story. His family couldn't get an apartment, and they were cloistered in a little in the little house, and they couldn't go anywhere. And the kids are getting all claustrophobic. Ah, let's get out of this place. First, they were looking for a house. The house is not in the game. So they tried to rent, try this, try that. To go with sugar. It's not working. Months went by. They got something. Suddenly, someone else got it. Another thing came out. Over. This way, everything always goes wrong. They're like losers. Everything doesn't go. This time, he said, Kindalach, let's thank Hashem that we don't have the apartment. For 10 minutes. Three of his kids were dancing. Thank you, Hashem, that we don't have a house, apartment. Thank you, Hashem. That Tuesday, they got it. That's a story. That's a great story. You just told me again the story. So even though it's not my story, it's still good. It's Gevaldik. Anyway, Erev Pesach, the story of David Blacha. I'll tell you Meredik, a nice story of David Blacha. Of David Blacha, Erev Pesach, he comes home. Now the Navarnik used to sit there for 4 weeks from Pesach, from Purim to Pesach, and they disappeared. And they mevad him, and each one they wrote down. And they loved being criticized. Vagisa bayam valayla. And put them there. But they were given prescriptions how to improve. I heard from the son. Two younger lights. Their mothers said, my husband is not home for 4 weeks. Just when I need him most. And I want him to stay like that. Because when he comes back home, he is such a malach. The shechina's on his face. It's worth it. It's a total different seder. Imagine. And they went through the 4 weeks away, this winter resort place. They eat plenty, by the way, eating, and they have a good time. The Vardigas are fun-loving people. You hear that? They have a good time. They pick an expensive place. They save. They have to collect money for it. They disappear for 4 weeks, and they take walks in the forest together. I was there. It's delicious. They have some day. And I remember of Isa, the way he, one guy after another, the way they're working out. Okay, what's with your gaiva? It's getting better, right? Gevaldik. But yesterday you fell in, right? Oh, yeah, I also fell in. You see, they don't get so stressed. What did you call me? About gaiva? That's not nice. You know, I told you nice. I said, bad to mind with Yerushalayim. He learned by Rishayim. And in the middle of the night, he suddenly got a middle of the night. This guest comes from Yehup. It's an American boy stops by, and he says, "You want to stay in the dormitory for a night? You can stay, no problem." Middle of the night, the guy decides, "I'm hot," and he goes over to the windows and he opens them up. Why? And those big giant windows, you open up the windows, your Shalmi air, freezing winter comes up, and he's having a son. Now, my friend's in the other bed, and he's freezing. What's this guy doing to me? So he says, "What are you crazy?" He tells the guy, "What are you crazy?" So the guy says, "What did you call me? What? Did you call me?" She said, no, it's okay, I didn't mean anything. So, you know, sometimes, don't you dare, you know. Some people, most people are like that. He doesn't hold for me. You know what he said yesterday? Everybody's into that stuff. They hold for me, they don't hold for me. If he said this, then he, that, now I know that. Anyway, in a Avada, Reb Chaim Halpern once told me, if Ben Abyssal and Meshiga told me on himself, I'm a little crazy. No, that's like, they're not so regular. Galinsky once told me about some of his kids. This guy, a little modern. So what? Another kid, he's a big Balkishan. But he's not, I'm a Nishfalan. And he's just laughing. Another person would say, see that? He's not using his kishreinus for Taita. And he's laughing. They're plenty serious, Navarnik is. There's no stira. You're serious because the Eibishter don't want you to be. If you do something positive and daven and cry, that's one thing. But you go around your whole life, Nebuchadnezzar, my kids are not. My wife is. My kids. And this guy, you're a kvetch, you want to kvetch. The whole world is full of issues. I got an issue. I want to tell you my issue. I also have issues. Al Yishanim and Minna Gamakim. You know, you have to be. Everyone has issues. I feel out of place. People call me up all day with issues. I have an issue. I'll tell you, I'm serious about it. I heard this. Bianca Greenbowl's on the list. The Yiganein, a psychologist. At Sadik Yisrael Deilim, a God will be Yisrael, not Stam. He was close with the stipling. He was close with the Kapitchen. He wrote a book where he puts out the letters the stipler gave him, all the psychological, you know, the OCD chevra, how to deal with this type and that type. Beautiful. It's murdig. Required reading. Save it. If you can still get it, it's murdig. Anyway, so I asked him. He was old. He was not, he couldn't see. He was out of chassid in Lakewood. What do you remember about the Gebizhin of the Rebbe? I'm a Gebizhin of the chassid. You know, I want to know about my Rebbe. He said, the Gebizhin of the Rebbe used to go around. How could I thank the Eibishter enough? I relate to that. Thank him. It's with you. You're out of your mind. You're out of mind. This finger's working. That's working. This. I get a thrill out of simple stuff. I'm into it day and night. Stomach's working. Every time I eat and I just digest, I go wild. And it's good food. Doesn't hurt. I'm not so into diets. Is it good for me? Okay. You'll live longer if you're more positive about what's going on. People talk themselves into their problems. All they talk about is they worry about. All right. Sometimes gesundheit. All right. Anyway. The most gesunde thing is a positive attitude is the number one for your health. You want to go to the gym for your whole life, you get a mitzvah. You want to take walks around by mill, you get a big mitzvah. But if you have a choice between being a positive thinker and going and exercising and vitamins, be a positive thinker, you have to call the doctors. I went to a matzah where it was very pretty hopeless. And he had ways of curing me that didn't mean much. It wasn't, he didn't give me much hope. He was the number one man in the whole state. I says, Doc, can I cure it with my own brain? Which four doctors said it's incurable. My wife used to tell me, so-and-so has it, and some people have to live with that. It's painful. Don't ask what I went through. You had him. So the doctor says, with your brain? But talking is from a doctor. A modern guy, but from with the talking, that's the best way. Okay. Doc, I heard enough. The biggest doctor in the state. I went home and I harbored for 1 month. Every time I had pain, I said, cut it out. You're looking for trouble. You want to be sick. So you get attention from everybody if you're sick, right? Cut it out. Stop. You're fine. Stop this garbage. I spoke to myself for a month. Every time. Stop. Yeah, it hurts. It hurts because you want to have problems. I did this for 1 month. I was cured. Miracle. It's not a medical miracle. It's a betachon miracle. A betachon, the Eibishter, Reb. Both. It works together. You know that, Reb, I'll tell you his name. Reb. Rabbi Yishnei is all miglicht. He should be gesundstark, sweet like anything. Rabbi Yishnei, Rosh Kaidel in the Vatican, France. He was suffering from his liver. Terrible, terrible, terrible. And every year I met him, he used to say, maybe an American can get it. I need an operation. I needed this, maybe that. Gold. Anyway, I wasn't there a couple of years. I come back. Rabbi Yishnei looks 10 years younger. What happened? He's 87. He looks great. So I says, Makarai, my kave, the liver. Asiti bitachon. Asiti bitachon. I figured, is he all right? You know, he's 87. I went to his brother. His brother's a real, like, a sharp person. He's on the ball. I says, Makarala, what happened? Wasabi tachon. He harved it. It took him a year, I think. He harved it all day, thinking positive thoughts. That's betachon. Most of the positive thoughts. The end of the year, gone. Rav Weinkrantz, that's all. Once, we saw him in the morning with a cane. We met him at night, no cane. So he said, what happened to your cane? He says, I told the Yavish, I don't want a cane. That was the end. If you learn, 3 hours Chayvus Avavus every day, you'll be able to do that. You know what he did? He got married. They said, you're never having kids. So he walked out of the doctor's office. The doctor checked, whatever, his wife was the problem, whatever it was. He walked out. He walked over to a tree. He says, Eibishter, I would like to have children. He had three. 9 months later, he had a boy. He had three kids. Simple. No 40 days at the Kaisel, the doctor. I would like to have a kid. Get Amish. Rabbi said, if you spend time in Kaisel alone with Hashem, you're going to become the same way. Get into it. Sit, the kvius, make a kvius with the Eibishter himself. Learn Musa. Let me tell you, Mice, anyway. Dabba Blach was there at Pesach, and he's going with sugar. He wasn't going with sugar, I'm sure of that. But anyway, there was nothing there. He came back after 4 weeks and coming home, and his wife is having, I think, they had 100 bachrim. I'm not sure the details. 100 bachrim was staying by them, and there was no food at all. Nothing doing. And just then a baby was born, and the bris is going to cost whatever. He's against the yeshiva. He has to be level. And the yeshiva, the bachrim, don't have what to eat. And there's no clothing. There's no... A whole thing. And as she's talking, they get a letter that they're being evicted because they didn't pay rent. And as they hear that, he says, watch, it's going to get worse. And as he said, it's going to get worse, he has a bottle of wine that cracked right there. And there's his matzah that he worked like a meshugana for. The wine just spills and drenches up all the matzahs. It's over. No wine, no matzahs. So what did he do? He said, the bigger the inoy, the bigger the Yeshua. He started dancing with his talmidim, his mechazik, his wife. Don't worry about nothing. The next day, they won the lottery. They got a letter in the mail, won the lottery ticket, which paid for everything. Daiva, he even brought new shoes for the kids. Oh, that's an Avardiga Erev Pesach story. Good enough?
So, there was a whole truck.
What?
The whole truck went to Gersh, you know? The truck went the wrong way.
The Meister in Fublain. Fublain was the Vardig. It's either Russia, it's either Germany or France. I think it's France, yes. Fublain is France. That's where he lived. The poorest yeshiva in the world. I saw it. It was ridiculous. Anyway, it was mamish. They lived, you know, his room upstairs for that younger man with his kids. Another room upstairs for that younger man with his kids. You know, one younger, El Yerot Nama had 10 children. And they used to sleep. They at nighttime they opened the beds. In the morning they put together the beds, so they had, you know, that was the house, you know. Another room for sleeping. What's going on here? That's where they ate. That's where they slept. That's where the daytime. That's how he lived. He became a millionaire later. Rabbi Yehuda Nema. Anyway, what happened to Fublain? I heard this from somebody was there. He said there was no food there. Who Fublain was the Yehupitz. It was nowhere. Far away from a farm area. Nobody lives there. Nobody, nothing. And there was no food for supper. Reb Gershon said, you're getting food. How? You're getting food. Abitachim. An hour later, a big truck passes by. It was heading. What? This isn't Pesach. This is the regular. truck comes by. They made a mistake, a wrong turn. They were going to a different yeshiva. Made a wrong turn by mistake. And they gave him kol to Rav Sheba. Yeah? Could be. Make it more geschmack, you can do anything. That's to make it geschmack. I want to ask from nothing. Could be. Yeah, it could be. Sounds good like that. Let's make it like that. I want to ask from nothing. I'm a yucky by nature. I like to be honest and ellos and do it right. No. I'm fa-frumped like crazy. I had to work the other way. To be able to tolerate myself. So you're not perfect. Bug off. So you're not. When I first started teaching, I used to prepare 5 hours. Yeah, he was crazy for 1 hour of teaching. 5 hours. You mean that's only sugar. I was conscientious. Boy, I came a long way. You know how I prepared today for teaching? I learned Musa. So then when I tell the kids about the Yavish, it's me. It's not a Rebbe talking about, oh, we got to give him Musa. Where are you holding, Bubby? The stipler said every Malamich should learn 2 hours a day, even Gemara. So he's into learning. He's not a Malamadal who's not into learning. And he's teaching them. And where are you in learning? You're not in. That's what I heard years ago. So there was a Kaila. I once went to a Kaila. It was built on that premise to do be Mekayim the stipler. So I like to give a lot of Musa. You want to give Musa? Are you there? Or is that, you know, nice talk? So I prefer being there. So when I'm giving it over, I'm there. I feel it. It's part of me. It's a different world. Anyway.
Who?
The kids feel it also. I think so. You know what? I yes, the kids. Yeah, they like it. Of course they like it. They don't have to learn. Rebbe's busy with his stories. I'm joking. You think it's a joke? They like it. Rebbe talks all day. I always ask them, you want me to talk or you want to write? No, Rebbe, talk. And I talk. I do talk and learning plenty. We learn Mishnayos every, I don't want to say because it's not the curriculum. This never gets out. What are you doing? You're supposed to be. I learn a velt. I can learn one perek in 1 hour. And I go through Masechta. I have my stuff. We learn. We believe in learning, by the way. Even though we're Musanikis, we do believe in learning plenty. But I still would want to say about Pesach that you want to have a real. What? What about?
Because by nature you said you're a Yaki and Rav Nachman told you something.
Oh, yeah. That's a good. Hey, it's good you told me that. Rav Nachman told me, I says, what if it's not true? He says, as long as you get a Musaskel. He told me you have to worry about it. Medayik, was it true? Not true. You're getting a Musaskel. It's good to know that. Because a lot of people, I don't know if it's such a problem. I had a mice with Rav Scheinberg. I was under his bed in the Six-Day War, and three people were maspid me. Maspid him, I mean. I'm still around. You know, maspid Rav Scheinberg, and they said how I was under his bed during the Six-Day War, and we were being shot at. There was a famous Monday night in Yerushalayim. Monday night, Gehenna, woo! They were bombing us, ooh, the noises, everyone running the miklat. I was together with Rav Scheinberg with 40 bachurim from Torah, Rav Scheinberg's yeshiva, mainly Americans. And we had mattresses on the floor in Diskin orphanage. Rav Scheinberg was on a bed, and I, being the batlin, did not get myself a mattress away from the. Everyone was looking not to be near the window, because the window, chasu chalila, keep away, just in case something falls, the shatters the glass, and you're in trouble. Trying to show him, sir. So since I couldn't find a spot, there was only one place left, under Rav Scheinberg's bed. It wasn't under. The true story. Now I'm telling you, this is the three people in Masvid, the grace of people, and each one said it different, what really happened. It's fine. It wasn't that terrible. Details enough to me, but they were talking. It wasn't. accuracy of how did the story really, really happen. Oh, I know some people that make fun. Mazuk Mises, it never happened, Jan. It's true, by the way. People exaggerate. They're into that. Yeah, but I don't know. My relationship to Brisk, I'll tell you one thing. I love Brisk in this way. You saw that $1,000 check? I just had. That's thanks to Brisk. I'm not Navardik. Navardik is knocking doors to make money to hold, get the Zionists. Not me. I need now a few thousand, you know. Eberstein, I need money. Someone knocked at the door. I was expecting an $18 check. I'm a buckle. $1,000. Then the other, another. I get it all over. I asked for money. Suddenly got a phone call. I'm leaving some money over $300. Another guy called up. As soon as I ask, I get. Try it.
That's more often.
What? That's more often. Sure. Try it. Eberstein helps. Very often, he keeps you waiting till the last minute. And you're almost over what? Boha, you have the best Pesach you ever had, Rabbi.
Amen, amen.
Rabbi, you're a great person.
Amen.
I think I can stop. How much longer? 9:05? This is good.